Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, you guys charged me $7.95 on the 7th of November, and then 2 days later, you guys charged me $67.32. I would like to know why before I talk to my bank.
Okay, ma'am, can I get your zip code,
28037. Oh, and you're also being recorded.
Yes, ma'am, this is also a recorded line.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, what is your first and last name?
It's Jennifer Vaughn.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
6958 Campground Road in Denver, North Carolina, 28037.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for that. Give me 1 second while this is being loaded.
And what was your name and your number?
My name is Renee.
And do you have a number?
ID number? No, I do not, ma'am.
Okay.
I had a friend that visit Denver, North Carolina. Yeah, I have a fire station that has blue fire trucks.
Yes.
That's actually pretty cool. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, we have another one towards South Carolina in the beach that has a different color.
Gotcha. Okay, so I see here that you got a free gift in a tactical bag that you just paid the shipping for that was $7.95.
Yes.
So what that was, in the terms and conditions, it lets you know during the checkout page when you click on it, the terms and conditions that if you do not cancel with the due allowed time, which is the 5 days.
Okay, but you charged me 2 days after. You guys charged me. I did that on the 7th. You guys charged me on the 9th. That's 2 days. How is that possible?
No, ma'am.
For 5 days?
It went through on the 4th.
No, right here it says November 7th, 2022. You guys charged me $7.95. Then you turn around transaction date on November 9th for the 67.
Here,
I can return your product if you return my money. I don't need the product if there's some fine print in there saying you're going to charge me 70 bucks. So how do we fix this? I can return it and you can return my money if that's the case.
Well, ma'am.
If that's how you're going to scam people out of their money in fine print somewhere in the, you know, whatever it is online.
Well, ma'am, like
and then I will just put it all over that you guys are scamming people out of 70 bucks, which I don't have a problem doing.
Well, ma'am, like I said, the order date on my end says the 4th. And that's why you was and the order date for that 67.
I can show you my bank statement right here that I'm looking at. It says November 7th. Then the next one says November 9th. And then 4 days later, because of the holiday, the 67 came out of my account. So like I said, we can do this one of two ways. You can return my 67.32, and I can return your product that you fraudulently paid shipping for, or I can go to my bank and tell them it's fraud, and then I can blast your day pack all over line. I don't care how we do it.
Well, ma'am, what I can do is I can give you a full refund and get this account canceled for you.
That would be perfect. How do we do that?
I'm getting it done right now.
Okay.
right, ma'am. I was able to give you back that 6230, that 6732. You will see that back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
All right, that cancellation number is C as in Charlie 262-511-714.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Renee.
All right. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.
All right.